This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
In.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack. Tickle it.
When's the next All Advice show? I'm going to call in my damn self.
What you got?
There's a side-by-side that I want, and there's no reason why I shouldn't get it other than this sounds dumb, maybe, but I don't know about anyone else that has one. So I just go drive it around by myself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Why is it called that? I got to look it up.
Because two people sit in it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? That's an assumption on my part. Now that I say that.
What made it sound like two people were like stuck together? Like two of the machines. Like,
I don't know.
A four-wheeler is a quad, actually. It's a quad.
If you're a good old boy driving a pickup truck, it's side by side anyway, because she's gonna be sitting in the middle. And yet, I said she.
You don't see that anymore. Like, and you knew what was going on back in the day.
What, if she's sitting by you?
I mean, like, yeah, she's bunched up to him in the truck.
It didn't mean that she was servicing him of anything.
No, I just sit by my husband. It doesn't mean he was getting a wink, nudge.
But you'd sit right up on him in the truck.
Yeah.
Without doing anything.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay, maybe he was doing something to you.
No.
Something was going on.
Wouldn't you sit on the other side of the truck?
Yeah, I mean, hell, like, I guess.
I got long arms.
That's the old
look at me.
C's.
I'm stretching them out. You're thinking Michael Jordan right now, aren't you?
I am.
I should do the wings poster, but it's me holding my arms out, holding chicken wings. That would be really good. All right. We're going to get in some of these emails because people thought enough of us to talk to email them to us. You know, you can tell some of these are absolutely talk to text, which is fine. I can just always tell. I can tell that and I can tell AI written stuff.
Nobody wants to text anymore.
I think they just, I can just tell some of the misspellings and things like that, which I won't, you know.
That doesn't work for me.
If you're a dickhead about spelling, like I usually am, because I'm real good at it, and then you screw up on something, oh my God.
You're going to let him have it.
You get gotten. Yeah.
You deserve it at that point.
Yeah, no. But my eyes focus in on misspelling so quickly, like it's like, when you're trying to QR code something and your phone's like, where is it at?
I thought I found one earlier and you're like, no, that's how you spell that word.
Well, it was repelling.
Yep.
And he said, what is rapeling? And I said,
look at that. And you said, what? I said, that don't look right. I know what they're trying to say, but that can't be how you spell it.
Repelling.
I didn't even look it up.
Words in all caps often look misspelled.
What was the context for repelling? Are you getting equipment?
They were coming down the side of a building.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rapeling.
That don't look right. But it was, I guess.
Gotcha.
Now, they've been known to mess up before. That's why I said something.
That's usually why I'm looking, because I'm like, let me find the misspelling today. I'm going to win a golden apple if I find it.
Where's that?
All right. Here's the one I teased. We'll at least get to that one. Dear Rise Guys, seriously, Paige dying in a movie was turning me on for real, and I didn't think I was into that. I keep listening to her screaming and... Well, it really does it for me.
Oh, my God.
And look, I printed it out for you.
Thank you.
You can respond to Arnold. I'm doing that in quotes. I ain't heard of nobody named Arnold in years. It sounds like a fake name.
It's the name going away.
When's the last time you heard of a baby Arnold? Or even a teenage Arnold? They're all like sneaker Arnolds now.
I know of one.
Young Arnold?
Schwarzenegger. That's the only.
I picture
he ain't young.
I picture him looking like Ralph Mouth as a baby.
Arnold.
Little Arnold.
I think I got.
I'd respect you more if you just called him Arn, like the enforcer.
Look, I got the clip, but I don't want that guy to start working himself over as soon as it starts playing.
Sure, he might be in the car line right now at school. God.
Thank you, Timmy.
It's Paige dying.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
Who wrote that line? It's brilliant.
Chuck Chapman.
Old Chuck.
You have to stop. This is chaos.
Stop it.
Stop killing whores.
Quick. I know. Whores. Now you sound like Clint Eastwood. Unforgiven.
That looks like Joker's wife. Thank you, Timmy.
Quit cutting on whores.
Why'd you kill Harley Quinn?
No. Oh, my. Don't you kill that whore. Stop it. Oh, my, no.
No, I'm like Robin Hood. I'm killing the whores that are giving your husbands the disease.
Why'd you kill fat Harley Quinn?
Oh, here we go.
Why'd you call me? I thought you wanted to hear me kill a fat whore.
I said, do you want to play a game? I didn't say go kill a fat whore.
I thought it's one of those fun calls.
Why'd you say fat, by the way? Okay, she said, okay, it's fine. She said it's okay, but it's not true regardless.
Look, do you want to hear me kill the whore or not? I guess you're already on the phone.
We call her Streetwalker. That was the more 70s way. Whore just, I don't know, it seems crass. I mean, I want to kill her regardless, but just calling her a whore, I mean, my God.
I think she's laughing when I tried to kill her.
I know, because she's used to being stabbed. You get it?
Over. Why are you a killer? You sound like a cool guy. Can we hang out, but don't kill me?
You heard right, stud. We can't.
Right, oh, I knew you. You're please. The sad guy.
You heard right, stud.
Yeah, you want to play a game?
I knew you from my bill every month.
You know, I asked Chuck, I said, please write me into another script because I was written into that movie at the end.
Make her a nun this time, just to be totally different.
And I said, make her have a sister named Dixie.
God, are you going to play both parts?
Larry, I already died as Trixie. I want to be Dixie.
I should do the twin trick. Like come back.
You gonna come back with like red hair?
Yeah.
It's a different version of you.
Are you still gonna be a hooker?
Yeah.
Oh, Dixie.
I killed your whore sister, Trixie. I'm gonna get you now, you whore. You large whore. Your words, not mine.
I'm here to put the D in Dixie. And the C back in country. Yeah, it's me. It's Hank 3. What's up, everybody?
I didn't realize how bloody I was at the end of that scene because of Amanda. You know, I had a great makeup artist.
Right.
And special effects. Amanda was amazing. So oof. I didn't realize how good it was. And Timmy's like, I don't think you should be driving home like that because I was going to get in my car and go home.
Looking like a dead hooker?
Yeah.
You can watch the movie. It's on Tubi.
Oh, my God.
He drives at night.
It was fun.
You can see Paige's part.
We'll take a little break there.
Not her parts. Her part in the movie.
I mean, you get to see some stuff shaking around, but she's getting killed too, so
yeah. Spoiler alert. But the moaning and stuff is satisfying to Arnold.
Arnold. What? Hey, you like this, Arnold? You better pay attention.
Send him this fake email. Let's see, I'm watching Different Strokes. All right, fine, it'll be Arnold.
Guess what, Arnold? I'm going to elbow her in the stomach until she ruins her shorts. Are you ready?
I got to go get my bicycle fixed after I write this email. Remember that episode?
Oh, no.
I got to see an old man about a bike. Hey, Arnold, listen.
The earth-shattering episode of Different Strokes when, oh, man. Like, I didn't need to see that right before Solid Gold came on.
I didn't want to know that Gordon Jump was doing that to a kid.
No kidding. Like, and then at the end, the cast is standing there and they're like, hey, that was a very serious episode today. We were talking about, you know, fondling and things.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all are not a real family?
It's a bike shop. I mean, what's going on in there?
Hey, Arnold, you ready? Oh, I'm going to elbow her, Arnold.
Oh, she went a triple A, man.
Oh, God.
All right. When we come back, we'll read more than one email. In fact, let me tease one for you. In fact, I can tease several things for you. Your hair. Put a little more body in it for you.
Tease it to Jesus.
Somebody's mad about, I think I'm guilty of it too, but they only claim Fat Boy does it about talking very poorly about a city in which we broadcast in. So we'll read that email for sure.
No. You do, jerk.
Well, I only talk about the ones we're not on anymore. Fat Boy talks about some we're still on.
Can you give us a break?
It's got to be constructive, right? That's where it's coming from.
Maybe. I don't know that it's constructive. I think it's more of someone lives there and they don't want people to think it's really like that. But, I mean, I've heard it a whole bunch myself. And then also, Oh, yeah. That email there. All right. We'll read that one. The one I can't think of a good tease right now for it other than you'll get to see a live reveal of something.
Oh.
Somebody says, hey, I look like this person. Do you think this person is attractive? And then I will do a live lookup. I don't know who this is.
Those are fun.
I don't know if it's a guy or girl.
Mm. Like that emailed or?
That emailed I know is a girl. Okay. But who they say that she looks like has one of those names where I don't know if that's a guy or girl. And you're not supposed to ask anymore.
I love doing these.
You used to. You just look at the hind end.
If it's like an ambiguous name like Pat or.
It's not Pat.
Everybody's going to do this too. Stevie. They're going to look it up.
Yes. Well, yeah, knowing you, Fat Boy, you already know. You already know.
Man, I hope not because I really want to. I don't want to know stuff. I want to look it up. I wish I were stupid, which I kind of am.
Well, how long were you in college?
19 years.
27 years.
19 years.
Not even a doctor.
For a four-year degree.
Two.
And eight associates.
It was a two-year?
It was.
Mm.
I got a half a badge.
How many years you could have gotten a doctorate? You're right.
Yeah.
5 years. It could have been like a professor.
It could have been.
Did they have professors at that college?
You could be a surgeon by now, Fat Boy. Yeah.
That's why you had just said that. He literally just said it.
No, I'm just thinking of how many.
She's just thinking of what you just said. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
A doctor.
You know what? I'm going to come up and
I'm going to stab you for real.
For real. You really make it. And now I understand you were not supposed to be killed in those movies. They just killed you to get you off the set because you talk too damn much. Homegirl, you never shut up. Stud. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Like a 90s party every the weekend or something?
Man, you know how I am with music.
You like me with sports trivia.
If I hear one I haven't heard in a while, I'm like, oh. That's what the kids call a banger. Do they still say that?
You know, you're the liaison to that world for us.
God, that's true. That's not a good liaison. It's already outdated. Banger back in my day is what they called a mixed drink. It was a Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah.
It's in 90, definitely.
Before that, it was somebody who had bangs.
People misuse that word. Can we just say kid's in the gang or he's a gangster, he's not a gangbanger?
No. I know. Like, you say that to kids now and they're going to be like, oh, really? Like, reverse? And why is it a reverse? Why is it assumed that a regular gangbang's just one woman and a bunch of guys? A reverse is a bunch of women and one guy? Hello.
I mean, come on.
That's reverse sexism. Mm.
I didn't think that was an actual thing until I saw an old Law and Order. I'm like, okay.
Reverse sexism?
Well, no, like the guy said he was assaulted by a bunch of women at once.
Oh.
Oh, you've officially thought of everything.
Well.
You just took a script and flipped it.
Were they not very attractive women or something?
Oh, they were, but...
I thought it might have been Cagney and Lacey having their way with them.
And then they were... It wasn't like that.
Was it like a female version of a street gang? That?
Yeah, I guess.
Like Crips or...
Well, no, they were more kind of...
Pinky Tuscadero.
More buttoned up than that. This was like an elite like sex ring going around. But he was like a sex slave to these four or five hot women.
Nice. That's a good transition for this email. Okay. Because it's heat on you, Fat Boy.
You know what? Bring it on.
You know what?
Because you're going to do it Monday is the day to do it.
Let me tell you what's weird about this email is that it's
I was hoping you lost it.
Well, you know what? No, I found it now. I almost did. Okay, here we go. To whom it may concern. Now, listen to this word by word.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and do it. So I can focus.
All swingers who live in Simpsonville are swingers, and they display upside-down pineapples. That's a quote from your show, Fat Boy Said. He said, all swingers live in Simpsonville, South Carolina. However, most people in Simpsonville are married and not swingers. I don't know this person knows what a swinger is.
Oh, they know if they live. Do they live there?
Where does he, meaning you, Fat Boy, get your information from? I have never seen or experienced this. So tell us, where would I find this? Jennifer Garrett, P1 Lady J? Like, with that name, I bet you know, Lady J.
I mean, really, come on.
Hey, lady.
That's kind of what was salty. The name of that town again?
Simpville.
I know.
I said it before you could.
Focused on the first four letters. Simp, which I still couldn't stop saying over the weekend.
Simpville.
Look, it's just something that, you know, people have, I guess, had fun with over the years. Something that's always kind of been floated out there. Look, people say it's a trafficking hub, too, but I don't like to focus on that. I focus on the fun stuff.
Really?
I've heard the that, ladder? Too. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, heard it how?
Like, as far as, like, a lot of incidences of...
Wow.
Did I say the
I've
right
never
word?
Never heard that.
Traffic. You're not talking about, like, on 85. You're talking
people
about,
disappear?
Like, people are...
Being, or at least a lot of attempts. More attempts of that happening there.
In that area?
Than other places. Yeah, that's what I've heard over the years.
I've never heard that.
But look, this, like, you don't want to focus on that one. The swinger thing's fun. That's a fun rumor to have about your town.
I mean, it kind of is. I mean, you got to have some kind of attraction.
It's not like you live in hedonism. You're going to go downtown and get some ice cream, and you're going to see people hooking up outside.
It's a fun little game to play. Oh, okay. Everyone here is swingers. Now let's go figure out how we find out.
It's like there are certain communities where they just kind of congregate. Is that what she was thinking?
The pineapple thing isn't always
true. I don't understand.
I've been embarrassed before by that.
You got to think these real nice neighborhoods, something's going on in there.
Why?
These people with money are bored.
You watch too much Law and Order.
Then what do they do? Like, just...
They drink.
We're going to come home to our house with all this money and...
Drink.
We're not going to figure out other stuff to, you know, to get into drink with our neighbors.
More. Well, I know people that are that way and...
Where do they live?
In Greenville.
Simpson.
But closer to...
Page.
Yeah. Greenville.
But like
they
on the
closer
on the Simpsonville side.
Yeah, on the Simpsonville
okay,
side.
Okay, for your glory, I'll say closer to Simpsonville.
I knew it!
But they've never invited me to any of those parties.
Paige, what is the mascot of Simpsonville High School? Right now, go.
A pineapple. I don't know.
Incorrect. They don't have a high school.
A pineapple. Oh, is Hillcrest going to change to the upside down pineapples?
Oh, my God.
That'd be pretty cool.
Simpsonville Swingers.
Oh.
But it's a baseball team. Baseball.
Do it. It's got to be. Look, it's just a fun little thing to. I mean, there could be worse things that people say about your town, but I'm kind of half truthful, too. Like, I really have heard that a big concentration of swingers live in Simpsonville.
Yeah.
So I'll stand by it.
I'm not going to make any more Asheville jokes right now. They're still hurting.
Plus, you know, Spartanburg's glad I'm not on them anymore. So
this is about the downtown, not the, you know, not the good mountain people. Which you've left Spartanburg alone, which they're like, whew, thanks.
Have you seen a lot about the Asheville, like, you know, wanting tourists to come back?
Yeah.
And the communities are trying to book up and...
Yeah. I've also heard some horror stories of people, like, already being, like, people coming in and saying, hey, you don't have to sell your house or your land, but, you know, we represent these companies at Airbnb, and... You know, you can rent it out on the weekends. Or like, well, where are they going to live on the weekends then, pal? Mm-hmm. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Never? Have you thought about that?
Like, I don't know what the mix is between not really ready yet and ready for... Because then there are people saying that, like, they need their income replaced.
I think it just depends on which part. I mean, like, Big Brown, I mean, he lives right around there, but then he had internet before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then he only got water recently. And I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. I'd rather have internet than water.
God.
Does he have, like, is his water good, though, I wonder? Or if they're still working on it.
Probably have to boil it or whatever.
I don't know.
Don't drink it.
Because like Party Man's water was rough for a little bit.
But you can go potty. That would be a godsend.
It looked like you did when he sent me a picture.
Yeah, but what are you going to look at when you go in there if you don't have internet?
You got to have a mirror. That's only if you're a great big fat person.
Why you go poo-poo?
So not all swingers live in Simpsonville. Let it be known that P1 Lady J said that.
I'd say about 90% of them, though. But you know what? If she could find some numbers I'm not privy to, then... please do.
Somebody do a poll. Two L's. On the end. All right. Here we go. The live thing here I was talking about. I bet you already know this. I really don't. I'm going to do it live. Hey, Matt Man, so you don't have to read this on the show.
You know what that means.
But hopefully this gets forwarded to you. But I was wondering about something. You said on yesterday's show that you like tall blondes. I'm 6 foot barefoot. I've been told I really look like Cam Brink. Which is crazy. BC, I suck at basketball. I love the show. Helps me get through my day. Natalie, P1JJ Rabbit.
Ooh.
I know exactly who that is.
So it's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Is she pretty?
And she's blonde.
Look her up. Tall, drink of water. Injured this year, but she was a top draft pick. Last year, I believe.
Ooh, I'm seeing a date.
She's good looking.
Yeah. I mean, she's taller than 6 foot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. Have you seen the picture of her standing beside Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Good God.
But he's like, what, 5'2", I think, or 5'3"?
Dude, she, I mean, that's, yeah, let me see how her.
I think she's 6'3", maybe at least.
So there you go. I could not be with a woman taller than me. Nope.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
6'4".
Oh, my gosh.
6'4". No.
She can wear heels and be
she's
taller
barefoot.
Than you.
Oh, no. The other girl was 6 foot barefoot. I need a woman in heels. So with heels, you'd be taller than me.
Because if I was with her, she's 6'4". I'm only 6'1". And I'm fat, too. So I would feel short and fat. I'd feel like a ball.
You're right.
You're stubby to her.
Hey, that's how I would feel. I'm like, you're taller and I'm shorter and fatter.
And she's like, she's very, very I mean, she plays in, what, WNBA?
Yeah. Plays for Los Angeles.
Are they still the Sparks?
Yeah, I think she was the third or fourth pick behind Caitlin Clark.
Oh, here she's pictured with Mark Cuban. This would be embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's yeah. Good. Oh, Paige, let me hold on. You got to see the one where she's with Kevin Hart. Dad. Oh, there it is. You see him? Look how little.
But does she look
really,
like her for real?
Really pretty.
People take liberties with who they think they look like a lot.
Probably because she's like the only tall, real tall blonde, maybe. Send your picture and we'll see.
So she looks like that girl, is that what she's saying?
She says.
Identical to her.
I've been told I really look like Cam Brink.
Like you could think you look like John Cena, but you really look like Ernest. Jim Varney.
Know what I mean, Vern? Yeah, I cannot be with a woman taller than me. Also one that makes more money than me. I'm just being honest.
Why not?
Even if it's barely, she's barely taller, like an inch or less.
What if she's a bazillionaire? You just can't, and she's lonely. You can be her friend.
I couldn't do that, Paige.
I don't believe a word.
I wouldn't feel right laying my head down on those
rich
Egyptian
rich lady.
Sheets.
Yes, they can, in her palace.
But too short is like a thing too, right?
The rapper?
Not the rapper.
Oh.
He wouldn't be a boy toy.
Those days are behind me.
Could you be with a woman who's 4'11"? Let's say she's stacked to hell, big butt, Hooters
of
from
course
hell.
She has a big butt if she's 4'11".
That is true. But 4'11".
Find me a 4'11 person don't have a big old turd cutter on them. You won't. You will not.
I think you got a point.
For some reason, that and a very...
curves goes with the...
Yeah, and a forehead you can show a movie on.
It's
just the way it goes.
Is this the person that was a guest on our show?
Oh, God. Yes.
You might have a hint of that, Gene. Like, you know you got to have a big forehead. You're going to look like that tiger we saw the picture of.
No.
A breasticle. Is that what that woman did?
It was Bridget the Midget. That was her name.
That was her name. She chose it.
She came in here, popped a cigarette in her mouth, and then we said,
you can't smoke in here.
Can we take a picture? We didn't ask her to, but she pulled one of her boobs out in the picture.
And to me, that's the most.
Just one.
Tripe thing you can do.
She still had a cigarette in her mouth.
Is to have a cigarette nonchalantly hanging out of your mouth, not even lit. It's just hanging there, and you expose a breast as if to say,
feminine.
I'm doing my pose now.
Oh my
you know
goodness.
What would have been more redneck slash, you know, awful is if she's like jiggled it while she's like having the cigarette in her mouth
and taking a puff.
It's like, what are you doing?
Well, that's where she pulled the lighter from. Was underneath it.
Oh my God.
She was not pleasant to be around.
No, that's where like the guest walked out of here, and you're like, God,
thank God.
She was
not
like,
thank God, but just like, man, what? Like, we're gonna read about her untimely demise. I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think she was unpleasant. It just was shocking to me that
it's just bad that it was like she was a sideshow. I mean, that's the
yeah. Looking back,
what it was.
Some of the people we had on the show, man, it's just interesting to look like why.
Why were they ever on the show?
Like Matt Suflex and Sean from.
Oh wow!
Whatever the show was,
we gave them their first moonshine ever. Those guys
were wasted. You know,
tore up in our studio.
And wasn't it before they made that movie with each other?
Oh yes.
We encouraged that.
That was, yeah, that was very odd. They were hanging out a little too much, if you know what I'm saying, on video.
Right. They were going out looking for it, and if they didn't find any, well, we'll just go home together.
That's what happened.
Do I have time to do another
interview? I don't think we have any time left in the show, to be honest.
Oh, no. Well, I won't do these other ones. No, I have to do this one. This one says that it's about Paige.
Again.
Well, you got to do that one.
It's about Paige. Ron and Charlotte, which Ron's emailed us for years. Ron and Charlotte says, there's no winning when Paige loses. There's no winning when Paige loses.
Oh, Ron.
Okay? Okay?
That's going to be interesting.
There's no winning when Paige loses.
Yeah. Also, I have numerous texts verifying my claim that a lot of swingers live in Simpsonville. Just saying.
Really?
Just for the record.
Do those people live in Simpsonville and say, hey, we're swingers, we live in Simpsonville? Or are they saying, yeah, I heard that too?
They don't proclaim to be swingers, but I mean,
you know who
on.
I'm going to text right now?
I wish P1 Lady J would send us a picture because I want to know what she looks like. I'm intrigued.
Ooh.
She's hitting on me, not you.
No, I just want to know because I haven't seen Simpsonville because I have friends there. I want to know what you look like.
Are they swingers? Those
no.
Friends?
She's not the swinger. She's the tall girl, but not good at basketball.
Well, she's the only one left. It's not. I'm going to hit this button real quick.
Now, hold on. I'm going to do this. Hey, can you verify that Simpsonville is full of swingers? We're live on the show right now. Tell Ray I said hello. All right, sent that to Wonder Boy.
I was wondering if
he lives there, so he would be honest and tell us. All right, we'll see if he replies.
Get them on there.
And more of the email next. All right, something about nipples is just popped up on my screen.
Lord.
Yeah.
We didn't say it was about Paige.
No, this is totally not about Paige. This is another one. And dude, this is a fresh one just came in. The subject line's nipples. You know how to get some attention. All right, we're going to read that one too. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
All right, no response from Wonder Boy yet. Stand by.
Dang it.
He's probably kicking the hell out of Titan or somebody right now.
He's beating somebody's ass.
Whooping somebody's ass. Okay. Which one did I promise?
They're like two or three, to be honest.
Well,
there's a few different ones.
Okay, here's this one. That's from Ron in Charlotte. Hey.
So?
... Paige loves getting punished. She laughed the entire time. Did you not notice? Especially when you accidentally shocked her. She loves it. There's no way you can convince me that woman... It isn't into some freaky stuff when it comes to laying down with a man. She got shocked by the wand when she got dominated, and that didn't bother her either. Trust me, I've watched the video a half dozen times. I think she's tricked y'all into doing that punishment. Ha, ha, ha. Ron from Charlotte loved the show.
I forgot about that when she got dominated with the wand. But it wasn't like, it was like a little...
Isn't that the thing to do is to act there's something you don't like, in reality you do, and then it becomes... Like, what if you found out that I really love clowns?
God, Bojangles, get the nose ready.
I'm going to get some clown lingerie and wear it in and shock you one day.
God, he'd love it then.
Oh. I'll honk him for you.
There's something wrong with that picture.
Remember the one dominatrix, she had lip piercings.
Yeah, she said that.
well, one of the ones we talked to, and she said her boyfriend's got the Prince Albert or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And they mix those together with the wand when they do certain activities.
Now, I like the pulsing kind of like thing, but I don't like, I mean, what you did to me hurt.
Oh, let that sit in, that quote.
What you did to me hurt.
Plus, it was
you're
like.
Not the first woman to say that to me.
It was on her, like, it was on her stuff. She literally had like electricity going through her butt crack.
It hurt. And I think I peed
the
my
crapper pants. Crapper zapper was a great idea.
The first one, I think I peed. I'll be honest with you, because that hurt. So
yeah, because you weren't expecting it.
No.
It
was, and that was, you could tell by the video, it was a total accident. And I really did not mean to hurt you. I'm sorry.
But she was getting into it, you could tell.
I was not. Maybe it's nervous laughter.
God, look at that.
I think it was organism laughter.
We'll do a segment tomorrow about dating a woman taller than you, because God bless.
Yeah. Oh, you got like, a lot
like
of texts.
You're going to get girls going, you're not going to, you don't know what you're missing.
What's the, I don't see it on the screen anymore, Fat Boy, you brought attention to it about the
oh,
beard.
Oh, yeah, so.
Listen to this. So this goes along maybe with Fat Boy's theory about the Simpsonville, South Carolina, and
we got a text that's that right. Said that there's a local grocery store that brews a beer. That's dang it, where to go?
You say it.
This says, "Welcome to Five Forks," and the logo on the beer is an upside down pineapple. So if that look, they're in on the joke too. If it's
so, does a regular pineapple mean I love my wife? I ain't gonna cheat on her. She ain't gonna mess around on me. Like, what does that regular pineapple mean now?
Plus, have you ever tried to turn a pineapple upside down?
I like the cake that way.
I did it accidentally in my grocery store.
Oh, park. My God. Is that what a pineapple upside down cake is? It's a swingers cake. It's
it
like
is.
Foreplay.
You know, I guess how, where you get you the
know,
ingredients.
You know
it
how,
should be a pie now that you think about it.
You know it has the leg thing, like where you put the kids in? Well, mine was facing down.
The leg thing you put kids
okay,
in?
Okay, well, you know that
the cart.
That, yeah, the cart.
Oh, okay.
The leg thing.
And I had a pineapple and... The top part of the pineapple is going through the leg thing, and then I ran, and some guy winked at me when I was in. I didn't know what that meant.
Oh.
He must have thought I
turned, I did it
down.
One time on purpose, and ain't nobody give me the time of day.
He didn't, he didn't think I was a swim, you know.
Yes. I think it's a cool thing to be known for. Look, you got the ice cream store downtown that smells great when you walk past it. I love the way your toppings smell, and the place is an institution.
Downtown Greenville?
Of Simpsonville.
Oh.
And you got, look, it's a nice town.
Yeah.
I don't really care for your Fairview Road traffic, but who
that's
does?
That's a good point. Like, what is Greenville known for now? Like,
I don't know.
It's.
Are we a melting pot now?
Yeah. Places, beautiful places.
But at least you got an identity, Simpsonville. Swingers.
Yeah, we're just Greenville.
I think of Wonder Boy and then Swingers.
Welcome to Greenville. Home is Sheila's Joe Jackson's home. We've moved it 8 times now.
And he's actually from Easley, so why, I don't know why you...
He was not Pickens. Different.
I mean, Ariel's technically Easley.
Quit talking about areolas. I'll get to the nipple email
we're
going to
split sack hairs.
The last truth and consequences about investing money on the dad's behalf, and the brother said he tripled the investment. What got me was the brother who was on the phone first didn't even challenge him when it came to that. If it were me, I would want to see proof of all this. Plus, something else that doesn't make sense is that if he were tripling the dad's investment, then why wouldn't he want his brother to buy in as well so he could make even more money? That dude was scamming his dad. I think he means scheming. And he should feel like the doo-doo emoji. P1 buck teeth.
He typed that out, doo-doo emoji?
He wrote out the word doo-doo emoji. I wonder if he's doing talk-to-text. All these, I feel like, are talk-to-text.
That's kind of a good point. I feel like there was a lot left there.
He you don't want to show you're a honey hole to too many people. And I'm not talking about a part of your body. I'm talking about you don't want to tell. Like, I had a hot tip the other day. And
really?
Yeah.
How big a round was it?
It lasted for about 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
The tip before it was long gone. And it was, you know, I'm hoping for Moonvember is what I'm hoping. Moonvember is true. Ooh.
Yes,
Moonvember. Look it up. All right, one more?
I can't.
Oh,
can't do it.
Rebel.
He left
fight the system.
He left his brother off the hook. He didn't grill him enough. Way too many questions he could ask him.
But that one brother only cared about grandpa or dad's money. That's all he cared about.
Plus, you could tell he knew how to work his brother, too.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to send future emails, theriseguys@aol.com. I did not know.
There are some people saying Anderson's a big swinger hotbed, too.
I also didn't know that tall girls have problem getting dates. Like, why?
Nobody wants to date them.
No, they're too tall. Everyone wants to date models. Why don't you want to date tall girls?
They ain't got to be a model.
I know she's looking at my bald spot if I dated her. Look, I know I'm short and fat, and you're looking at my bald spot.
Right. That's a very good point with that, too. It's like, if you're really tall and you have a bald spot, no one really knows but God. You know? All right. Sorry, Paige. I know you don't believe in God. We're going to take a break.
Hush your mouth. Back.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out if we're living in an area that could likely survive an alien invasion.
Oh, here we go with Project Bluebeam again.
Never went away.
Change it. I'll do something different.
There are no. Don't be a wuss. There's no aliens. There's not aliens. There's not aliens. It's not a thing.
And they've been talking about Bluebeam on old episodes of X-Files.
Oh yeah. It's not a thing. It's not a real thing. Or maybe it is. I don't know. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. It don't feel like a Monday, does it?
Mm-mm.
Happy Monday.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app